Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM WC.WP. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, and our guest is Adam Grohman from LIU campus right here. He is the Associate Dean of Students and the Director of Veterans Affairs, and I'm just amazed listening to the conversation basically between Otto and Adam, the information that's here. Just by the way, too, the radio program broadcasts out of LIU. So that's an important thing. They have a veterans group here. So everybody here is tremendously integrated and involved. And I just have one question before you go back to different things. The returning vets that are coming to school here, I think this is a great campus. I go for coffee sometimes after the show. And people say hello. It's not like, who's this person? How is the intermingling with the vets, or is it even known? The veterans group versus regular students, and you know.
Yeah, well, with the formation of the veterans group, you know, I always wanted that to happen, and you know, but my thinking with students is to empower them, and the veteran students naturally gravitated to each other, mm-hmm. and they said, Adam, we want to start a veterans group, and I said, let's do it. They have become such an integral part of the campus community, and have spearheaded so many great programs on campus that have now become traditions. I think of this past weekend we had what we call the Medal of Honor Challenge, which is a obstacle course that is set up, and it's all the different obstacles are based on actions of New York State recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now, granted, there's no live fire or anything like that, but you know, the different obstacles are a way to teach our non-veteran students, you know, some of the legacy of our armed forces. And this event, I mean, hundreds of students showed up, faculty, staff, administrators showed up, and just have a great, awesome day of fun, patriotism, the flags. You know, we raise funds for, you know, a veterans organization off campus. Our veterans are natural born leaders that had their skills honed by their service in the armed forces. They love the ability to take those skill sets and really help the campus community. They bring such a diverse and interesting background to not just the outside the classroom experiences for our students who may not have had that experience, but also into the classroom. And they can bring to conversations experiences that are the other non-veteran students haven't had. Well, that's the whole purpose of an educational institution. And I think that that bringing that well-roundedness into the academic environs, into the non-academic environments, has really allowed the veterans community here to shine.
Wow, that's great. Terrific.
You know, Adam, I'm going to blow your horn in a positive direction. Right?
Okay.
I read a little about you online, and you have a super diverse background. You were a lifeguard, a bartender, a photographer. You were in the Coast Guard. I believe that you are an asset people who are veterans, and I'm not selling LIU Post, that they don't pay us for this, but I do believe that you would be a very positive influence to somebody who is a veteran who would want to further his education, because you can communicate with them in a meaningful way. You know, you've got some life experience, a lot of life experience, and I think that combination
is worth
money. You know?
Are there programs, educational programs, for somebody from Vietnam who wants to come back for courses? I'm not talking about a 23-year-old that wants to come and get a full degree. But if you're 50, 60 years old, 60, 70 years old, you want to take a few courses.
Absolutely. And one of the areas that, and again, this comes back to, you know, us doing our homework and staying on top of things, there are funds for our Vietnam-era veterans, which has been, you know, traditionally a very underserved population. And that's tragic. My uncles were Vietnam veterans, and I know that is a sting or a bite in the ointment, if you will, that has never truly been resolved. But there are some great programs out there, not just from the Department of Veterans Affairs, okay, because a lot of that, unfortunately, they've missed that window when it comes to the educational components. But there are some great funding opportunities through the New York State Department of Veterans Affairs, which is usually an underrated or not kind of overlooked, you know, entity. And that also can benefit the sons or daughters of those Vietnam veterans. So, again, if you're a veteran and if you've served and if you've earned that right to be called a veteran, and that's an honor in this country that no one can ever take away from you, reach out to us. We'll talk it out over the phone. You can come in, have a cup of coffee. We always have plenty of that brewing in my office. And we can talk about what you may be eligible for. Now, in some respects, there may not be an option. But, you know, my thinking is I would rather try to find out that there's not than to find out a couple years down the road right. that there was an opportunity missed. No. You know?
What would they be calling? Where would they call? Say, oh, yeah. Thanks, Anna.
Where would they call?
Yeah.
Well, oh, sure. Anyone who would like some information about LIU Post and the Veteran Services or just Veteran Services in general and as a contact point, our phone number at the office is 516-299-2256 or 2257. And we can also be reached via email, and you can just email me directly, adam@groman, groHMAN at liu.edu. And again, I see so many. The last thing I would want is a veteran to find out that they missed an opportunity to help their son or daughter's education or their own. And, you know, LIU, and I'm a proud graduate of LIU as well, and I went to school on the GI Bill. And I equate that when I talk to veterans who are transitioning, and I say, you know, the government and the money is much better than it was when I went through school. But, you know, it's a great opportunity, and don't let that opportunity slip through your fingers, because you know what? All we do is get a little bit older, get the wife, the kids, the responsibilities. Going back to school can be difficult. But, you know, there's so many, you know, traditional or non-traditional degree programs at the college where you can really have that opportunity to shine. Right. So.
Also, they can call 311 in case you didn't catch all that information to get Adam's information.
Good point, yeah. 311 right. is an easy
and
number
also,
to remember.
You met your wife here.
Yes, this is true. Yep, we were both graduates of LIU. So, yeah, right. Long legacy here at Post. Absolutely. And it's a great place.
One point that Adam just made, which is so important, is don't look back with regret. That's, you know, all of a sudden, I could have, I should have. You know, 2 years from now will be 2 years from now. So if you want to go to school, you might as well go, because I will be 2 years older in 2 years.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I have the kids. And it's, you can always find the time. And you start off, maybe you have to slow down. Instead of taking three courses, you take one. So it takes you 7 years. You're going to be 7 years older in 7 years anyway. But now you turn around and say, look what I got. You know,
absolutely.
And it helps your kids too, because I say, look what dad did, or mom, mm-hmm. whether it's a man or woman wants to go back.
Procrastination is a tough nut to fight.
The what?
Yeah. Procrastination.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
And that's what makes people, you know, just keep in mind that it takes as long to do something as it does to do nothing.
Right.
So you might as well do something.
Yeah, no, that's I like that one. That
yeah,
makes
that's
sense.
That's good, yeah.
And the point is, I think people have to listen to Adam, because, you know, you can get him in front of a crowd. I think everybody would be signing up that afternoon.
Now, well, one thing you, I did see that's altogether off the track is that you're very, very involved with diving. And I happened to see that back in September the 3rd, 2005, you found an old Rheingold bottle.
Oh yeah, this is a great bottle. That's a fight, and you've did your research. Oh, I'm impressed.
Because I have the Rheingold jingle here, if you want to see.
Yes,
it.
The Rheingold jingle. There's a funny story here. I'm a ardent scuba diver, and actually during the service I dove while I was stationed in Cuba, and I really found a passion with diving. And it's one of the only places where nobody can call you on a cell phone or text you or email you. So it's actually a very, very pleasant experience underneath the water. But I have this knack, I guess, for looking to find something kind of like a buried gem. And again, a Rheingold bottle would to most people be, you know, I've been called the garbage collector of the deep, you know. You know, Rheingold was, you know, but it's the history behind the Rheingold bottle that I kind of like. And, you know, I do a lot of diving. I've written several volumes about research of shipwrecks, et cetera. But the Rheingold thing, it's so funny because in that the show Mad Men, for example, you know, the product placement in the show is so important to the director. And I was watching it a couple weeks ago, and there was a Rheingold bottle, and it just brought back a flood of memories, because when I was growing up, Rheingold wasn't even available, and it was my father who told me what Rheingold even was. So, you know, they went out of business, I think, in the early 70s. So, again, it's that sometimes it's not necessarily what we find, but it's the story behind it. And, you know, that was, that's funny that you, I haven't thought about that in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, Rheingold, I grew up, I'm obviously older than you are by a few years, maybe three or four.
No more than that.
But I used to work in a delicatessen, and in this delicatessen, people voted for Miss Rheingold.
Yes. Every year.
You had pictures, and you had to fill out the sheets, and they sold chug-a-mugs, which is, I believe, what kind of bottle
correct.
You found.
Correct, yep, it was, yeah.
With the white top on it.
Yep.
But, you know, my beer is Rheingold. The dry beer was a big jingle that a lot of people knew back in those days.
Absolutely. That and, yeah, Rheingold ended up buying out Knickerbocker beer,
right.
Which was also a very famous
knock
for Knickerbocker. Yeah, exactly. Which was also a very popular beer.
Shows you where my mind was.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we've gone to Adam's bartending skills.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But when you were doing bartending, there was no Rheingold then.
No, there was no Rheingold then, no.
You know, one other interesting one, you mentioned Cuba, that you were in Guantanamo, and I was in Guantanamo, but I was there in 1956, 57. You were there 50 years later. Probably a big difference, because when I was there, Castro still hadn't taken over, and we weren't allowed off the base because he was out running around trying to take over Cuba.
Yeah, it was probably one of the highlights of my the Coast Guard service was being stationed down there with a great bunch of Coast Guardsmen. We served under the Army under joint task force of all the branches, and it was a great, wonderful experience, you know, and really felt that we were helping out our nation's efforts against terrorism. But what a beautiful country. We too, you know, even though Fidel wasn't necessarily running around at that point, but he was still in charge. You know, we were not authorized to leave the base, you know, which is a shame. And I think we're seeing that wall crumbling as we speak with Cuba and the relations there. But what a wonderful experience. And, you know, the flies were still as big as they were probably when you were there in 57, 59, as were the iguanas. And
a little older maybe when you
were there. Yeah, the banana rats. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, wonderful experience. And, you know, to say, you know, I miss those guys. It was a great unit that I was with, Port
See,
Security
talking
unit.
Rheingold, it was Hot Tui Louie was the beer of choice in Cuba.
I don't remember that one, but I'll take your word for it.
I don't, you know, you're making me nervous.
I actually have a label in my pocket.
Oh, there you go.
Which I showed to many old Cuban people, and they actually went into tears because that was a beer when they, you know, when they were what they were before.
I got you. Very cool.
This was absolutely wonderful. Adam, I thank you so much. We're definitely going to have you on again. The work you're doing here for the veterans is amazing, and I hope your number gets called all the time. We're going to make sure it's posted with the 311 number in town. You're listening to 88.1 FM, Project Independence and You. We'll be right back.